Listening, Part 4. You will hear a conversation. You will hear the conversation twice. Choose the correct answers.
How are you getting on with your new computer, John?
I'm really happy with it, Pat. It's a pity I didn't get it a few weeks ago.
How long did you have your old one?
Let me think. I bought it about a year before I came to live in this flat, and I've been here for nearly 3 years.
Wow, that means it was over 4 years old. I usually change mine at least every 2 years.
I should have done the same. The old one was really slow and took ages to download anything. This one is much faster. It's probably not quite as fast as the one you've got, but you're a programmer and need something special.
Apart from the speed, is there anything else you like about it?
Yes. There are loads of things that are much better. I don't have to remember my password when I sign in. I can just switch the computer on, look at the screen, and when it recognizes my face, I log in immediately. I think it's a lot more secure than using a password. Someone hacked my old computer, so I had to change my password every couple of months. If I didn't use the correct one, I couldn't get in. It was very annoying.
I hate it when that happens as well. What else do you like about it?
It's not nearly as heavy as the last one, and the screen size is smaller. I take it with me wherever I go, and I've noticed that it's much easier to carry. My screen is the same size as yours. I've had it on for over 5 hours without charging it up. It's got quite a long battery life.
I think mine can stay on for longer, for 8 to 10 hours. But it all sounds very good. There must be something you don't like.
The only thing I'm not so happy about is the colour. I had to get it in black. I really wanted one in silver, but there weren't any available in that colour for over a month. I didn't want to wait that long.
My computer's black. I'm sure you'll get used to it. It's got all the latest features you need. It looks very modern and is definitely fast enough for all the things you need to do. How are you getting on with your new computer, John?
I'm really happy with it, Pat. It's a pity I didn't get it a few weeks ago.
How long did you have your old one?
Let me think. I bought it about a year before I came to live in this flat, and I've been here for nearly 3 years.
Wow, that means it was over 4 years old. I usually change mine at least every 2 years.
I should have done the same. The old one was really slow and took ages to download anything. This one is much faster. It's probably not quite as fast as the one you've got, but you're a programmer and need something special.
Apart from the speed, is there anything else you like about it?
Yes. There are loads of things that are much better. I don't have to remember my password when I sign in. I can just switch the computer on, look at the screen, and when it recognizes my face, I log in immediately. I think it's a lot more secure than using a password. Someone hacked my old computer. So I had to change my password every couple of months. If I didn't use the correct one, I couldn't get in. It was very annoying.
I hate it when that happens as well. What else do you like about it?
It's not nearly as heavy as the last one, and the screen size is smaller. I take it with me wherever I go, and I've noticed that it's much easier to carry. My screen is the same size as yours. I've had it on for over 5 hours without charging it up. It's got quite a long battery life.
I think mine can stay on for longer, for 8 to 10 hours. But it all sounds very good. There must be something you don't like.
The only thing I'm not so happy about is the colour. I had to get it in black. I really wanted one in silver, but there weren't any available in that colour for over a month. I didn't want to wait that long.
My computer's black. I'm sure you'll get used to it. It's got all the latest features you need. It looks very modern and is definitely fast enough for all the things you need to do.
That is the end of part 4. You now have 2 hours and 10 minutes to complete the rest of the paper.